The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Sorry to interrupt your old-time radio programming. Welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. It is 3:45 p.m. on this Wednesday, March 17th, if you are listening to us live in the 3 o'clock hour. My name is Becky, and the Daily Briefing comes at you in the 3 o'clock hour, Monday through Friday, on most days. Many apologies for not getting to you yesterday. And then we rebroadcast at 6 p.m. right here on 95.3 FM in Tacoma. The Daily Briefing is your place to get all of your updates regarding COVID-19 and staying healthy and thriving during this pandemic. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. And there's lots of information available at the Department of Health website. That's doh.wa.gov. Going to wa211.org online or dialing 211 from a phone anywhere in Washington will link you to all sorts of resources. These can be things for social, health, and financial assistance during this difficult time. If you dial 311 from a phone in Tacoma, you can get connected to the city of Tacoma. The state's coronavirus hotline is 1-800-525-0127. It's open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mondays even have extended hours. They stay open, taking your calls until 10 p.m. for any of your questions regarding masks, vaccines, COVID testing, symptoms. You can also text the state's coronavirus hotline by texting your question to 211211. Our biggest information update for today is we are now in phase 1B, tier 2 of vaccine eligibility. Newly eligible people in our state for coronavirus vaccine include pregnant people as well as those with disabilities that put them at high risk for severe COVID-19 illness. There's also high-risk worker groups across several areas that are eligible, including grocery workers, agriculture, firefighting, and more. If you're unsure if your disability puts you at greater risk for COVID-19 and you're unsure whether you're now eligible to get the vaccine, you're advised to talk with your healthcare provider or consult the cdc.gov website for a list of the conditions that are known at this time to increase the risk of severe COVID illness. In addition, anyone who supports the daily functional and health needs of someone who's at high risk for COVID-19 illness due to a number of conditions. These include advanced age, long-term physical conditions, any kind of medical comorbidities, or developmental or intellectual disability. If you are a caretaker for any of those individuals, you are considered a healthcare worker and are therefore eligible to get the vaccine as well. This can be a licensed healthcare worker, unlicensed, paid, unpaid, formal, or informal. You can be caring for a family member. The person for whom you are providing care can be an adult or a child. Those individuals are eligible to get the coronavirus vaccine. Veterans of any age can also now get vaccinated through the VA. If you are a veteran, regardless of whether you have a disability or of advanced age or a healthcare worker, you can get vaccinated by calling 206-716-5716. Let's see. By mid-April, the governor's office expects to open vaccine eligibility to adults 16 and up who have two or more medical conditions that put them at high risk for severe COVID illness complications, as well as anyone over 50 who has not been previously eligible. And all other adults can expect to have vaccine access by the start of summer. At this time, there are three vaccines that have emergency use authorization and are being delivered in the state of Washington and in the U.S. Those are the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines, which require two doses, and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is a one-and-done shot. If you are associated with a Pierce County business or an organization, maybe a community center or a church, and you've got capacity to run or facilitate a community vaccination clinic, you can contact the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department by calling 253-649-1412. And of course, now if you find yourself eligible for the vaccine, you can go to coronavirus.wa.gov to search for providers, clinics, and pharmacies that are offering vaccine appointments anywhere in the state. Our other state update today is that the governor has now published his order regarding the resumption of in-person schooling that he had announced last Friday. To sum it up, all public schools in Washington must offer 30% in-person instruction to elementary school families by April 5th, and they must offer middle and high school students the option for in-person learning by April 19th. Districts may continue to offer fully remote or virtual instruction for families who want it, but they also have to have some kind of in-person schooling that is at least 30% of the instruction and has to be at least 2 days a week. More information on that is available at governor.wa.gov, and that's in the news section, also at coronavirus.wa.gov in the news section. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department today reported 164 new COVID-19 cases and one new COVID-related death. The 14-day case rate per 100,000 people right now in our county is at 139. Also, for Pierce County level news, regional news, the current moratorium on residential rental evictions is set to expire on March 31st. Anyone who is having trouble paying rent or utilities can apply for financial assistance by going to piercecountywa.gov/housinghelp. Or, if you don't have internet access, you can call 211 and ask to be referred to rental assistance. Eligibility is open to those in all sorts of rental circumstances, whether you're renting an apartment or a house, if you are a renter staying in a long-term hotel or motel, folks who are renting an RV space, and those who might be renting a room from a family member or friend or renting a room in a shared house, as well as those using Section 8 vouchers. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. Although our numbers of cases, of recorded cases, are declining, community transmission of COVID-19, of the virus that causes COVID-19, is still very active right now in Pierce County. So if you're experiencing any of those symptoms, sore throat, loss of taste and smell, headache, fever, GI upsets, you can go to coronavirus.wa.gov and search for testing locations near me or find COVID testing near me. But there are lots of places that are offering free COVID tests, including at MultiCare, Franciscan, and Kaiser facilities, at Community Healthcare and CMAR Community Health Centers, at Cheney Stadium, and at the Liquid State Emissions Testing Center. So in addition to those regular permanent testing locations, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department offers free mobile testing events. The remaining ones this week include Thursday, March 18th at Vasalt Park, and on Friday, March 19th, the Health Department will be at the center at Norpoint, as well as at Madrona Park in the Oakland neighborhood. Testing at those events runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you need later hours, the health department runs the testing at Lakewood State Emissions Inspection Station until 5:30 p.m. And if your business or organization has the capacity to serve as a mobile testing site or as one of those vaccine sites, get in touch with the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. Email tsmith@tpchd.org. There are also, of course, some pharmacies that are offering take-home self-testing kits or drive-through rapid antigen testing. So you should contact those pharmacies individually as well. Thank you for listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing on this Wednesday, March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day to those of Irish heritage who are celebrating. My name is Becky, and you've been listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. Remember, you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma and 211 for Community Resources. Our phone number where you can call or text us is 253-330-8821. Thank you for listeners who have given recent texts and feedback our way. If you missed any part of today's Daily Briefing, maybe those phone numbers or those website addresses went too fast for you, you can catch our 6 p.m. replay right here on 95.3 FM. Or shortly after our live broadcast on daily.ktqa.org. The show you just heard was pre-recorded. For more information, go to daily.ktqa.org.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.